Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
People loved this game yesterday. We're going to play it again. I'll give you the theme song to a movie. Name the movie. Here's the example. Rocky.
Yeah.
Had that yesterday. Got a point if you got it right. Let's do it again. Our players are Amy, Eddie, Morgan. See how many you get out of five. Number one. What movie is this? I'm in.
I'm in.
Amy?
Pink Panther.
Eddie?
Pink Panther.
Morgan?
Pink Panther.
Everybody gets a point. All nice. Right. Everybody's in. Name this movie theme.
I'm in. I'm in, but...
You didn't write anything down.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? Well, look at you for being honest. What do you have?
Superman.
No.
Shoot.
I think that's where you fell last time.
Eddie?
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Nah. Morgan?
I had Captain America.
Yeah. Oh, that's wow. Right. Oh, that's what I was going to switch to. Okay.
Wow. Eddie, look at you.
Wow.
All right, number three.
Name this movie. Be afraid. Everywhere you turn, he could be looking for you.
What is that sound in there?
It's a puppy. I just ate it.
I'm in.
Amy?
Friday the 13th.
Eddie?
Halloween.
Dang
yeah!
It!
Morgan?
I had Freddy Krueger. That's Friday the 13th.
That would have been Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Who's Friday the 13th?
Jason.
Jason.
Oh, so Jason, Michael. And
is
then
Michael Freddy. From Halloween?
Michael mm-hmm. Myers. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Number four.
I'm in.
What?
Amy, can you name that movie?
No, yeah. Avengers.
Eddie.
The Avengers.
Morgan, you need this one.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes!
Wow! Shaw in the Dark.
Wow.
What a guess.
She's still in it. Amy's been eliminated, but you can do the last one anyway, Amy.
Sure.
Number five, name this movie.
What on earth?
What movie is this from, little boys and girls?
Oh, interesting.
I'm in.
In. Do your voice again.
Hey, little boys and girls, what movie is this from?
I don't even know that makes sense of this movie.
Oh, it doesn't?
I don't know. Okay. Amy?
Ultra Guys?
Eddie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh. Now, Morgan, you can tie this up if you get it here. You have a shot. How confident do you feel?
I'm not very confident.
For the tie...
The Shining.
What is it?
What is it?
Harry Potter.
Oh!
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Number two.
Oh my gosh. I feel so stupid.
What's wrong with you?
I feel so stupid.
With a win, here is Eddie!
Yeah! Woo!
Come on, everyone. Eddie, nice for it. Nice
thank you,
nice
thank
win.
You.
Dang. Man, Morgan, I thought you had that one.
I don't even know how I did not know that.
Me either.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, and you can imagine a Thanksgiving at Trisha Yearwood's house is pretty amazing. What I love is she does this thing called Misfit Thanksgiving. And what it is in our line of work, a lot of crew guys, a lot of band members move to this town by themselves. So there's a lot of people that don't have family during Thanksgiving here in Nashville. She opens up her door, and trust me, it is the greatest meal they will ever have in their entire lifetime. You're lucky to sit at Miss Sherwood's table at Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
You guys text us a lot of questions. And Morgan, number two, is going to read the most texted questions from the week. All right, what do you have?
Do you guys actually get up and dance during the Friday morning dance party?
Well, even if we don't get up, we do dance a little bit.
Yeah, mostly air guitar instruments.
Ooh, that's it, air guitar. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Yes. And air drums.
Drums,
bass.
Eddie does drums.
So, yes, I would say for the most part, we do dance during the Friday morning dance party. What else?
Do you sanitize your cards after you pay?
Oh, let me tell you what I did. I went to Starbucks and I got cash on purpose because I don't want people holding my card. So the only place that I really give my card to anybody is Starbucks through the window. Because I have to walk to the register, I'm fine. Or if I prepay, I'm fine. But they take your card and then it disappears. And so now I get cash and just give them cash because I don't want people touching my card. And yes, I wash my card. I don't do hand sanitizer because it's sticky, but I will get home. And I used to do it about once a week. Now I don't really use it that much. When I can't touch it, but I'll do it every couple of days and do soap and water on my credit card.
I'm surprised you're okay with touching cash.
Yeah, cash is dirty.
But I can wash my hands, and I know.
Right, but the card,
The card, I don't know what they're doing with it. Cash, touch it, give it, wash my hand.
Got it.
And also, if I give away cash, there's no chance of them also stealing my credit card number. Mm-hmm. The whole giving your credit card to somebody and letting them disappear in a dark room is so weird.
A dark room?
Yeah. Like when you're working, you're having dinner at a restaurant, and you put your card on a thing, they just walk away with it. We're like, protect your identity at all costs. Cover your credit cards with all these insurance. And then all of a sudden you're like, here you go. I had a turkey dinner. I'll see you in an hour with my credit card. So dumb. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
When will Mike D get his braces off?
Oh, good question. Mike D, when did you get your braces?
About 3 years ago.
When do they come off?
They should be off by the end of the year.
Really?
Yeah, nice. My teeth were really messed up, so it took a really long time. Like, they had to take teeth out, move stuff around. So, yeah, but hopefully by the end of this year.
Are you excited about that?
Oh, yeah. I'm sick of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get food in them?
Yeah, I got to brush them a lot and just make sure they're clean.
I don't even think about Mike D wearing braces anymore.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
I guess you've had them for so long.
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah, they're pretty annoying.
Dang, end of the year. Thank you. What else?
Is there a way to figure out what cities the Bobby Bones Show is on?
Mostly, yes. We have on our website this page, but I don't think it's accurate.
It's mostly accurate. Yeah, as far as I know, it stays up to date.
It's like in weird town, because there are cities I know we're in that it doesn't show, and there are cities that it shows and we're not in it. For the most part, it's accurate.
Well, I will look into that then.
And then it puts it like, if our tower is not in Boston proper,
oh,
it's like, you can hear the show in Wibblewobble, Massachusetts. Right. People are like, where is that town even? But yes, I would encourage you, if you're listening on the phone, just search for the iHeart Country channel, because we're live on that channel, iHeart Country. And then if you don't catch us live, just listen to the Bobby Bones Show on demand channel. That's what I would say. Any more questions, Morgan?
Nope, that's it for now.
All right, those are frequently asked questions here on the Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. We're Brothers Osborne. I think my favorite memory, and TJ would agree to this, for years we've had a thing called the Misfits Thanksgiving. And it was us and a lot of our friends that were young in Nashville, didn't have enough money to go home. So everyone that couldn't go home and spend time with their families, we would bring them over to our house. And it started with like, you know, 6 or 7 people. Now there's nearly 30 people. And it was artists, you know, like, you know, my wife, Lucy Silvis, of course, couldn't go back to England. Casey Musgraves, Maren Morris was involved. Mickey Guyton has been at it. And we just wanted to make everyone feel like they were a part of our family since they couldn't go see theirs.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Our video producer Eddie is basically super dad. He's got 4 kids, 2 of his own, 2 foster kids, 4 boys.
4 boys, all boys. My wife's definitely outnumbered.
5 dudes and your wife. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's rough. She mentions it once a week.
So what happened? What's this biting thing?
Okay, so the baby, he's 1 now, and he's walking around, and he grew 8 teeth, 4 on top, 4 on the bottom. Now he just wants to bite. You can't hold him. When you're holding him over your shoulder, he bites your shoulder. Not easy little nibbles, bite. And I'm like, whoa, dude, like what? When he's on the ground, he walks to your leg, hugs your knee, bites your thigh. And so I'm like, I gotta teach this kid, like what? You just can't bite. And he's not understanding, like, no, no, don't bite. He doesn't understand that. So when I was in high school, I had a ferret. And my ferret used to bite. And what I was told by the vet is like, bite him back. And the ferret, dude, I'm serious. The ferret stopped biting after a couple weeks of me biting him back.
All right, you guys can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. I have a couple questions.
Yes.
1, you bit your ferret.
Correct, on the nose.
And then it stopped biting.
After 2 weeks, the ferret's like, all right, got it.
And 2, you haven't done this to the baby.
I have, you know, 3 other kids, and they never bit. So I never tested this theory on them.
What about the fact that it's a foster kid? Can you bite less because it's a foster kid?
Yeah.
Meaning, actually, if it were your own kid, you could probably bite away.
Yeah.
Because it's a foster kid, are there rules about biting your kids if they're not yours yet?
Probably. And there are probably rules on, like, you can't really parent them the way you would parent your kids. It's almost like it's a temporary home. You have to just kind of, like, give them a loving place to be while their life gets figured out. But for me, it's like, you're part of the family now, bud. It's been over a year. I'm going to start teaching you these lessons like you can't bite.
Let's go to Monique in Virginia. Monique, what would you like to tell Eddie?
I have 4 girls of my own, and I went through the same thing. As far as biting them back, it's not bite and leave a mark, but you can bite them enough to where you can see the reaction on their face, and they know that hurt. And I used to do it to mine, and that stopped quickly.
Did you have a ferret, though, that you tested this on before?
No. Yeah. But it's just like when they smack and you smack their hand and go, you don't do that. It's the same thing. It's enough to get their attention, and this is not what you do.
Thank you for that call, Monique. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Good luck.
Good luck to Eddie.
Thank you. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, draw blood. I'm not trying to...
Okay.
Communicate the feeling of... Because he doesn't know that he's hurting us. Like, my wife and I, we have marks on our shoulders.
So, but, like, what if he was a hitter? Like, you wouldn't hit him back?
No.
Right.
No.
Alyssa in Massachusetts, you are on. Eddie's got 4 kids. One of them's 1, and he's biting. What do you think?
You got to teach them what they're doing to you hurts. They're not going to know unless they experience it themselves.
Okay,
They
call me Captain Compromise. Okay?
Yes, they do.
Alyssa, listen to this scenario. You tell me what you think. What if Eddie has one of his other sons bite the baby? That way it keeps Eddie out of the mix of the biting.
Love it.
I actually completely agree with that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, baby.
No.
Yeah.
No, now your kids are compliant. No. The social worker is going to come to Eddie's house.
Eddie and puts his hands in like, I knew crap.
It wasn't me. Like, my dad paid me $10 to bite the baby. Like, no.
Go ahead, Alyssa. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Does that child ever get bit by the baby? I'm sure if he does it all the time, it's not just to the parents. So if you could just let him know. If he does it again, bite him back, he's going to learn.
Eddie, we're getting a lot of texts here, and they are split 50-50.
Wow.
I mean,
there's a good argument with the whole foster kids, like that you can't discipline foster kids because you can't. And to me, a little bit, it's kind of like I wouldn't be doing my job as the head of the household if I didn't teach them little life lessons like you shouldn't bite.
And you don't want to hire someone to bite him for you?
Like Amy said, though, if it all unraveled and it was just like, oh, my gosh, he was paying his kids to bite him.
No, I don't know. You don't know anything about it. Hey, I'll take care of it. All right, Eddie.
All right,
I'll
thanks, take care of
it. Wow. All right, there you go. Thank you, guys.
The Bobby Bones Show. Woo!
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Maddie and Tay. We are so excited. We love putting on our stretchy pants and eating all of the food. I would say one of my favorite Thanksgiving memories was getting to cook a whole Thanksgiving meal in our house as a married couple last year, our first Thanksgiving married right after our wedding. And my husband rocked the turkey. It was the best turkey I've ever had in my life. And I came up with my specialty Thanksgiving dish last year, corn pudding.
Yum!
And everyone, it was a hit. It was such a hit. I was so proud of myself.
That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia, starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women. The way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends, we're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
49-year-old Fernando Trujillo was growing his hair 6 years ago, and it got really, really long. So he decided to do something really cool with it. He cut it. And he's also a cancer survivor, so he wanted to donate it to a charity called Hair We Share. And they got it so they can make wigs out of it and people can enjoy his long hair.
Yeah, 6 years.
Wow.
I wonder how long my hair would get in 6 years. Because his goes down below his belt.
Yes.
Like, it's hardcore.
It goes down to his waist.
It's like Rapunzel. And Eddie with that Spanish flex.
Fernando Trujillo.
Right.
So, Fernando Trujillo, he is like the Rapunzel of Navy vets.
Yeah. That's got to be hard. That's like a 6-year investment.
Yeah. And if I could do it, I feel like I would try that and my hair would just break. My hair doesn't grow anymore. It's like there's a, you turn 38 and your hair stops growing.
Eddie, what about you? You know, your hair doesn't grow the same anymore.
This is a touchy subject because when I was a kid, I always wanted to grow my hair really long and my parents would never let me.
What would happen? Just the outside edges grow and the
back grows longer than the front does, but yeah. It starts curling up. I kind of get a little.
What are you laughing at?
It's just funny.
All right. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Woo! Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Clint Black. Favorite thing about the holiday is seeing family and friends, and then eating too much and falling asleep on the couch, getting back up and eating too much more.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Niagara, New York. A 19-year-old man went to his girlfriend's like, babe, I want to take you out, wine and dine you. So they go out to a nice steak dinner. Check comes. He goes, I got it. Don't worry. Reaches in his pocket to get the wallet. Accidentally hits his gun. Oh. It goes off. Shoots her in the leg.
Oh.
Ooh, he didn't shoot himself. He shot her? Oh, he forgot to put that safety on.
Yeah, police were called. And it turns out it was a stolen gun, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of wrongs here. Right? Most responsible gun owners, that's not going to happen to. Almost none. That's not going to happen to. Stolen gun, jail. Shoots it in public, jail. Shoots his girl, dumped. It just is all, this is all bad news. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Woo! Hey, y'all. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Jake Owen here, and my absolute favorite thing about Thanksgiving is my Aunt Gigi makes these macaroni croquettes. Macaroni fried squares topped with the most amazing pimento cheese sauce on top. Southern delicacy. Thank you, Aunt Gigi.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Raymundo, how does this music game work?
It's the bleeped lyrics game, so I'm going to play a song with a state that is bleeped out. You have to name the state.
Do you have an example for us?
Yes, I do.
All right, here we go.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong.
Okay, so on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. West Virginia. Right.
West Virginia.
Good?
Yep.
Okay. I'm scared I'm just going to be thinking of bad words the whole time.
Oh, the bleep just sounds like a bad word?
This is a very long bleep, too. It's like...
Ready, Raymundo. Yep. Number one.
Well, the boys around here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie.
Well,
no, I'm not. But these girls around here, yep, they still love me. Yeah, the girls around here...
I'm in.
In.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Kentucky.
Good.
No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls...
Good. All right. Number two.
Met a man
and a t-shirt said
what? For lovers,
had a Bible. It hadn't even beeped yet, and you already had...
Yeah, why are you freaking out?
Oh, I thought it beeped.
It did?
But you started going, what, before it even hit? Here, do it again.
Had a man wearing a t-shirt said for lovers, had a Bible in his left.
I'm in.
In?
1, 2, 3,
Virginia.
That's their slogan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good. Ray, what's the third song here?
It is Alabama, Dixieland Delight.
Okay, go ahead.
Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Saturday night. Lucky as a seven.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Can I do it one more time?
Yeah. That beep is loud.
Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Saturday night.
Uh-oh, she's gonna guess.
Okay. 1, 2, 3,
Tennessee.
Oh, you got
yes!
it. Nice. Saturday night. Nice, nice, nice. All right, give me another one.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots and gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my dad.
Amy acts like she doesn't know every one of them.
I don't know it, but I'm making an educated guess.
Hit it again. Hit the beep one again.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots and mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love.
Confident. 2, 3.
Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Georgia
mud. Right.
That's Luke. Come on. Well, listen, we're going to get them all right here.
Are we?
Do you have a hard one, Ray?
Yep. Jason Aldean. She's country.
And maybe we have to guess it. Who says it first?
Whoa.
Already don't know it?
I hear that one again.
Oh, wow.
She's a raging.
You don't know it, huh?
All right.
Okay, you in?
I'm in.
I feel like he did an Eminem thing to make this rhyme. What
like
was
bent,
the word
he
before
bent the
it?
Lyric?
She's a, what is she? She's a what?
Bad Mama Jamma.
That was it?
No, that's Alabama.
Shoot. No, that's the Mount.
Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
South Carolina.
What'd you say, Eddie?
I said Louisiana.
He said Louisiana because Cajun.
Dang it.
Isn't there different things in the song?
I don't know. That was
whatever
Ray,
it is.
Will you play it?
South Carolina, a bad mama jamma from down in Alabama.
Dang, that bad mama jamma.
Eddie, you're gone. You're eliminated.
I'm done?
Yeah, it's now
wow.
Amy and I, sudden death.
I could beat Bobby.
Come on, Amy.
What's the song?
The Eagles, Take It Easy.
Come on, Amy,
do you
want
to go?
No, I need to hear it.
Well, I can go blind.
Take it okay, but if I get it, you don't get a point over me.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, Bones, you can go blind for sure.
Why would you go? Hold on. Eagles, take it easy. Take it easy. Don't sound drive you crazy.
You're singing the wrong part.
You say, well, okay, I know I don't have to get to that far.
I think I can go blind.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but this wasn't in the rules that if you go blind.
It's sudden death, though. You go speed. Okay, well, just speed. Sudden death, speed. Ready, Ray, hit it. I got Arizona.
Arizona, such a fine sight to see.
Play it again, Ray.
Winslow, Arizona,
oh, that's kind of baller, dude.
But it would be speed round. Everybody, come on, baby.
Let's take it easy.
Don't say me.
And he's singing the wrong words. Are you? Did
that's
I
fine.
Win?
I guess.
Are you bitter?
No, not at all.
Do you want another one?
Wait. Sure.
Well, do another one and then go speed round.
Just for fun. You won. It's fine.
What's the next one, Ray?
John Cougar by Keith Urban.
John Ooh. Cougar, John Deere, John 316.
Can you go blind here?
Australia.
Amy.
I don't know. John Cougar, John Deere, John 316. It's got to be... I don't... Do you know?
I think so. Eddie, do you know it?
I'm going through all the levees and the stuff and the Texaco signs and...
You want to do speed round?
I have no idea.
Go ahead,
what
Ray,
it
hit it. Eugene quarterback saying Bobby. California.
Superman, California. I'm a Chris.
Okay,
you're
I would have
so
gotten
good
that.
At this. Yeah.
There you go. You played a good game, though.
Thank you.
But let me say this about winning. For me, winning feels a lot of ways, but mostly it feels... Oh! yo. You're unbelievable.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Tim McGraw, and one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving is certainly the food and certainly football, but the time that you get to spend together. And boy, my wife puts out a great spread for Thanksgiving. I mean, she makes the best cornbread dressing of anybody I've ever seen, and that's probably my favorite thing. It's the cornbread dressing with a lot of homemade cranberry juice sauce in it. It's one of my favorites.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, if your husband came home and had a tattoo of your face on his arm, what would you think?
Have you lost your mind?
You wouldn't even want that on him.
I just would be like, what? Why did you put my face on your arm? Okay. I mean, I guess it would be kind of sweet.
Initials. What if he has AB written on his shoulder? Still,
okay.
Huh?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not against tattoos, obviously. I actually want my husband to get a tattoo, but I don't know that I want it to be of my face. I'm borderline on initials. I guess it's fine.
And he doesn't have any tattoos?
No, but I definitely think like a sleeve would be awesome.
A sleeve? That takes years to do. This guy who's 22, he spent 24 hours having his entire back covered with a tattoo of his fiance. It took 3 separate sessions, 24 hours total. The first one, which lasted 8 hours, was in November of last year. The second one took over 6 hours, and the last one 9 hours. And I'm looking at it, and it's the top left part of his back. It's her face and head, and it's like a from the top of the sternum up, and then it's covered in flowers. I mean, it's his whole back.
Wow.
What if he showed up with that, Amy?
No.
The result of this is a permanent portrait of his 20-year-old girlfriend on his back.
Yeah, that's quite the commitment. I mean, he is wife. That's wife material.
What if your husband has your initials tattooed on his abs?
No. I don't want an ab tattoo. No. No. I'm not like no hip, ab, booty, ankle, no ankle.
What if he wanted you to get his initials on you?
I mean, I'm not opposed to that. I guess the initials aren't that big of a deal. It's the faces. And maybe I would get his face or like our kids' faces. I guess maybe just my face that kind of freaks me out having.
Yeah, because if they mess up on that, or if it's even 8% wrong.
Right. It'll come out like some character and people will be like, who's that? And you'll be like, my wife.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. It's Kelsey Ballerini. I hope you guys have lots of turkey and all the things. Wow. That was really eloquent, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I have the most expensive item ever sold at Costco.
Oh, I saw this. The diamond?
Yeah, $600,000 on a diamond at Costco. Now, last year, someone bought a 10-carat diamond engagement ring at Costco for $420,000, and that's the previous record. And someone just went above and beyond that.
And I see people going, why would you spend this kind of money at Costco on a ring? But what I read about this was they must have had some specific shape and some specific exact requirement that that place had.
Wow.
$600,000 for a diamond.
That's a lot of money.
That's a ton.
So much.
All right, what else?
So thumbing is keeping you from getting hit on or maybe even just making friends. And if you're like, well, what's thumbing? It's basically how we're now attached to our phones. Even when we're bored, we're in public, we're constantly down and you're just scrolling and swiping on your phone with your thumbs. And it's an easy way to pass the time, but it gives you, it puts off the vibe that you're busy and you're not approachable. So next time if you're in public and you want someone to come and talk to you, think you're available, like put the phone down.
Well, then what do? You stare at the wall?
Yeah.
Well, what did we used to do? Like, what did... Read a book?
Amy, I don't know those times. I'm like 22. Hey, Morgan, do you thumb yourself a lot over in the corner?
Like, just play with my thumbs?
And like, the phone?
No, on the phone.
And like, look at apps and stuff?
Yes. I mean, I'm like swiping all the time.
Do you feel like that will shut off people or not?
I mean, it definitely doesn't open me to people. I'm not being like perceptive if people are looking at me. I'm just like down in my phone, ignoring life.
I would say that if I wouldn't think that would hold people back from talking to me. If I'm on the phone, so we used to do that fake thing where we would put it up to our ear.
Oh, yeah.
Now what I'll do sometimes, though, is I'll do fake FaceTime because I'm next level. And I'll put the phone up and be like, yeah, yeah, man, I get it. And I'll walk through like I'm on FaceTime with them. And then keep the angle away from the person I'm trying to hide the fact that I'm not on FaceTime.
With earbuds now or the wireless ones, like people, well, for girls, our hair covers it. And you can be on the phone and nobody thinks you're on the phone. And they start talking to you and you're like, sorry, what?
New generation Bluetooth.
<It's so awkward.
laughs> Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, what else?
So this dad kicked a bully out of his daughter's sleepover at 1 a.m. He kind of got this vibe from her the whole time from the moment she arrived. She didn't really have good manners, was a little disrespectful. Then when his daughter would open gifts, she would comment negatively on every present. And then around 1 in the morning, he realized she was just like a party like a fun sucker. Like she was sucking all the fun out. She was sending his daughter text messages saying the party was lame and she wished she could go home. So he went and got her at 1 a.m. He said, you know what? Heard you want to go home. I just called your mom. She's coming to pick you up.
Wow.
And so he posted it on Reddit and a lot of people are weighing in. And some people think he probably just made the situation a lot worse for his daughter. So now it's like, did he do the right thing kicking her out? Or should he just let it go? Because now his daughter has to go back to school and she's like, her dad's the one that kicked the girl out of the party.
What is your take? You have a mom and two kids.
Yeah, I feel like I would take her home. I'd be like, hey, I heard you just sent my daughter a message that this party's lame and you want to go home. So I called your mom. I feel like that's what I would do, but I would hope it wouldn't have any negative repercussions against her. And if it did, I would explain to her, like, you don't want to be friends with those people anyways.
I think that's right. I think if something's toxic, you get it out of your circle, period, whenever you can, as soon as you can, the best way possible. Yeah. So I agree with you on that one. All right, anything else?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, and you can imagine a Thanksgiving at Trisha Yearwood's house is pretty amazing. What I love is she does this thing called Misfit Thanksgiving. And what it is in our line of work, a lot of crew guys, a lot of band members move to this town by themselves. So there's a lot of people that don't have family during Thanksgiving here in Nashville. She opens up her door, and trust me, it is the greatest meal they will ever have in their entire lifetime. You're lucky to sit at Miss Sherwood's table at Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A pizza place in upstate New York started putting photos of dogs on its pizza boxes so they would get adopted. So when you order a pizza, you see a dog,
yeah,
and hopefully you adopt the dog or you give the pizza box to somebody else. I love it whenever they're doing things for animals or kids or anything to be seen and helped.
That are outside the pizza box.
Mary Alloy owns a restaurant near Buffalo called Just Pizza and Wing Company. She also volunteers for her local animal shelter. And so what they do is on the pizza boxes now, they have these different dogs and a phone number. And all the dogs have pictures with pizza in their mouth. Not real pizza. They Photoshop pizza in there.
Cute.
But it's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. We're Brothers Osborne. I think my favorite memory, and TJ would agree to this, for years we've had a thing called the Misfits Thanksgiving. And it was us and a lot of our friends that were young in Nashville, didn't have enough money to go home. So everyone that couldn't go home and spend time with their families, we would bring them over to our house. And it started with like, you know, 6 or 7 people. Now there's nearly 30 people. And it was artists, you know, like, you know, my wife, Lucy Silvis, of course, couldn't go back to England. Casey Musgraves, Maren Morris was involved. Mickey Guyton has been at it. And we just wanted to make everyone feel like they were a part of our family since they couldn't go see theirs.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
I'm going to give another shot to win with What's That Racket in just a second. Or as we like to call it,
What's That Racket?
We'll let you hear it again in a second. But let's go over to Amy first with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a belt with a watch on it?
What do you call a belt with a watch on it?
A waste of time.
That was the Morning Corny.
Did you go nice?
Mm. Nice waist.
Thanks.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Jameson Rogers. My favorite thing about Thanksgiving is getting to go home to Mississippi and do a little deer hunting with my dad. That's kind of the tradition that we have around Thanksgiving and obviously the good food.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
I want to go over and put on Austin in Louisiana, who's on the phone. Austin, what's up?
What's up, Bobby?
Would you like a shot to play What's That Racket, Austin?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's play the game we call
What's That Racket?
Now, we started at $5.
And what are we at now?
$9. Hey, Austin, you have a chance to win $9. I'm going to play you this sound from a viral video. See if you can name the sound. Are you ready, Austin?
Yes, I am.
Austin, what do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
And do you have any kids?
Nope.
Married?
Nope.
Got a girlfriend?
Nope.
What are you going to do with this $9 if you win it, though?
Probably put it on black.
Ooh, double it. Smart.
Double it.
Go to Vegas.
Wait, if you live in Louisiana, do you live near Shreveport or what?
Oh, yeah, possibly.
Where do you live?
I live in South Louisiana, like 45 minutes south of New Orleans.
Okay, boats down New Orleans. Boom. Yeah, okay. Let's play What's That Racket. Raymundo, here is the sound. What's this racket? All right, here we go, Austin. What's that racket?
Is it a fox?
Is it a fox?
That's a good guess.
Let's see. Oh, it's not a fox. Dang, Austin. Appreciate you playing.
Yep.
Was really hoping you could put that on black.
Go to one of the boats.
Hey, Austin, appreciate you listening, bud. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, see you later. We'll play again later this morning.
It's a hard one, man.
We'll give you another shot later in a game that we call
What's That Racket?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Dustin Lynch. My favorite thing about Thanksgiving is getting home, of course, with my family. But I like to sample the dessert. I will call it an aisle. There's always multiple desserts at my family dinner. And I get a slice of every single one, and then I regret it. But it's all good. That's what Thanksgiving's about, I guess, for me.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lunchbox, why are you upset?
My wife decided that she should get my son something because he's an older brother now, so she ordered him a doll. And it says, Super Big Brother. And it's a doll that looks like him. And it's supposed to be like, oh, this is you. But I don't want my kid, a boy, walking around with a doll. I feel like it's a bad look for him.
Did you ever have army men or I had wrestlers?
I had G.I. Joes or He-Mans. But I don't consider those dolls. I consider those action figures. This is like a doll. Like, it's not like, I don't know, you know... There's a difference between a doll and an action figure that looks tough.
I used to have like a Ultimate Warrior pillow fighter that was kind of looked like a doll. I think it's all just in the words. I mean, I'm looking at the doll now. It says Super Big Brother. It looks like a My Buddy. How'd you feel about My Buddy back in the day?
I didn't have one of those. I laughed at those kids. Like those kids that had Teddy Ruxpin or whatever his name is.
I loved my Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah, you're a girl.
Ruxpin.
You're a chick.
Well, whatever.
Amy, how do you feel? Because didn't your son have a doll and your husband didn't like that?
He had, at least Lunchboxes is called like Superboy or whatever. Stevenson was desperate for an American Girl doll, but it was a boy and it looked just like him. It was cute. A little black doll, same hair. He got one with headphones and a backpack. So it was real cute, but I tell you what, Stevenson wanted to take that thing on an airplane once and Ben was like,
So how's this going to end up for you?
Well, I'm trying to come to terms with it. And I told my wife, if he plays with it around the house, maybe I'm okay with it. But it does not leave that front door.
Same thing happened to
you. Sounds like Ben. Well, I think that it's something my husband was initially like you, Lunchbox. And then when you really think about it, you get over it. And you step back and think, okay, just because this is how what I was raised or what I was raised to think doesn't mean that it's necessarily right. And so I need to chill out on the whole doll thing. But every once in a while, Stevenson busts it out. And you see it. Like, he has to work on it. It's like an active thing where he has to take a few deep breaths. And he's like...
Your husband.
Yes.
Not your son.
Not my son. No. If American Girl doll boy is downstairs on the kitchen counter, Ben takes a few deep breaths. And he's like, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. If he wants to play with the doll, it's fine.
Yeah, you try to lie to yourself is what you do. You try to lie to yourself to make yourself feel better. That's what I'm doing.
Well, it is so that you can rewire your thinking because it's not fair to think
you only
that,
feel like this way because your dad made
exactly,
you feel this way.
In society.
Yeah, like guys aren't supposed to play with dolls.
Right.
They're supposed to play with action figures.
And we need to break that stigma. Like, it's fine. If boys want to play with dolls, it's fine.
And the wrestlers I had were in their underwear.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it, you know?
Yeah.
It's either play with a Super Big Brother doll who's fully clothed with a cape on, like Lunches, or I had an Ultimate Warrior in little tights with his muscles ripping out.
Lunchbox, seriously. Ben would take the Superboy doll with a cape any day over this American Girl doll we have that's a boy.
They should at least call it an American Boy doll,
maybe,
right?
It is. Maybe it is, but American Girl doll is the name of the store.
Yeah. Maybe you can have your dolls play together.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, y'all, happy Thanksgiving. It's Jake Owen here, and my absolute favorite thing about Thanksgiving is my Aunt Gigi makes these macaroni croquettes. Macaroni fried squares topped with the most amazing pimento cheese sauce on top. Southern delicacy. Thank you, Aunt Gigi.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
It's time to play
What's That Racket?
Let's put on Lindsay in Iowa. Lindsay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Morning, studio.
Morning. Now, you've heard the game, right?
Yes.
You have a chance to win $10. Ooh.
Ah.
So we're going to let you hear the sound here as we play What's That Racket? Listen closely. Amy, do you know what that is?
I do.
Have you seen the paper?
I think so.
Okay. Lindsay, now people have guessed a fox. For some reason, people have guessed a lot of animals. Someone's guessed a crazy woman. What do you think that is?
Oh, I'm going to guess It's, oh boy. It's like a dolphin going crazy.
A dolphin going crazy. Wow, that's
quicker. I hear that.
Wow, Raymundo just nailed her immediately.
Wow. No, sorry.
No. Wow, Raymundo, wow.
He did hit you quick with that buzzer. It is not a dolphin going crazy. Raymundo, can we play that sound one more time, please? Okay. Lindsay, you did not win, but we'd like to say thanks for listening. Where do you live?
I live in Cedar Rapids.
You know, I love it there. I've been there many times.
Yes, you have. I've seen you here.
Just walking around? You watching me in the hotel or what?
Well, you know, I didn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
I saw you when you're on your comedy tour.
Well, I appreciate that. And thank you for listening. I'm sorry you didn't win. What will you do without the $10 is the question.
You know, I'm probably just going to go ahead and live my normal life.
Oh, we like that. That's positive good. Attitude. That's great. All right. Lindsay, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Rhonda in Florida. Hey, Rhonda, how are you this morning?
Good. You guys?
We're pretty good. Okay, I'm going to play you a sound. All right, Rhonda, you've heard it many times. What's that racket?
A goat.
Ooh, a goat.
Come on.
Good guess.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It really did. I never even thought a goat, but it sounds like a goat.
It's not a goat. Rhonda, I'm sorry, but better luck next time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Maddie and Tay. We are so excited. We love putting on our stretchy pants and eating all of the food. I would say one of my favorite Thanksgiving memories was getting to cook a whole Thanksgiving meal in our house as a married couple last year, our first Thanksgiving married, right after our wedding. And my husband rocked the turkey. It was the best turkey I've ever had in my life. And I came up with my specialty Thanksgiving dish last year, corn pudding.
Yum!
And everyone, it was a hit. It was such a hit. I was so proud of myself.
That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
A happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this restaurant. It's called Stoney's Family Restaurant. It's been in Clarksville, Georgia for 55 years, and they put up a giving board, and it lets people look at the board and see if they want to add on anything when they're checking out. It's got breakfast plate up there, a medium drink, a coffee, just $5. So you can pick from the giving board, add it on, and then when someone in need kind of comes up, they can give this meal to them from the giving board.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So if you want to give something, you just go, I'd like to add whatever meal and put it up there. But if you'd like to come in and get something, you can just take it from there.
Oh, that's cool.
So both.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, that's really
great.
And
that way it's not, you can just kind of take it off the board and go hand it and they'll give it to you.
All right. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. It's Kelsey Ballerini. I hope you guys have lots of turkey and all the things. Wow, that was really eloquent, guys.
A happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's put on Eden, who is listening in Maine. Eden, how are you this morning? You good?
Good.
We're going to give you a chance.
How are you?
I'm good. We're going to give you a chance to win $13 here as we play What's That Racket? Okay, so listen to this sound, Eden. Here we go. Here's a list of what's been guessed. A bunch of birds, a crazy baby, a woman sneezing, a fox, a dolphin, hyena, and goat. All right, what is your guess, and what's that racket?
I think it's a horse.
A horse.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow, a horse. Now, Raymundo, hit that button. Oh, Eden, wow. I'm sorry. It is not a horse.
Oh, it sounded, we have a couple of horses. It sounded just like a horse laughing and a lot of sounds on top of that.
Yeah. Well, it's a woman laughing at something.
What's that racket?
Let's go over and talk to Kaylee in Louisiana. Hey, Kaylee, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Pretty good. Where do you live in Louisiana?
I live in Gonzales.
Oh, man.
It's little. We're about 20 minutes to 30 minutes from Baton Rouge.
All right. I know where that is. Okay. We're going to give you a chance to win this game. We're going to play What's That Racket? All right. So listen to this sound. If you can name it, you win $14. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready to get rich.
All right. Now we're getting roasted by our listeners. All right. Here's the sound. Okay, can you name that sound, Kaylee, in Gonzales, Louisiana?
Okay, is it one of those rubber chicken toys that you, like, spin around and the noise comes out of its mouth?
Ooh, a rubber chicken, like one of those that you buy at the joke store?
Interesting.
Yeah, and you can, like, squeeze its belly.
With a floppy neck, and you go, and you squeeze it.
Yes, and the noise comes out of its mouth.
Right, and it's like, out the mouth. Well, yes. Holy crap, that's not it.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know. Well,
all right.
Got to bid you a fond farewell.
All right, y'all have a great day.
You too. See you later. All right, let's go over to Sandra in Wisconsin. Sandra, how are you today?
I'm great.
Good.
How are you guys?
We're pretty good. We're in here. I did a little cough earlier. I was like, and Eddie goes, what are you doing?
Can't do that around here, man.
No, I didn't mean to. Okay, Sandra, we're going to play, here we go, 3, 2, 1.
What's that racket?
Now, up for grabs is $16. This is from a viral video. Over 1 million views. See if you can name this sound. Okay, Sandra in Wisconsin, can you name that racket?
I think it's a screaming pug.
A screaming pug.
Yes, a pug dog.
Mike D, I'm going to have to go to Mike D here. Mike D, come over to the microphone. I need you to which means we're on to something here, but I'm going to need to get from you if that's a yes or a no.
I think it's a no.
Why?
Because it's not what's in the video exactly.
We're not going to accept that.
No.
Okay, we get it, Raymundo.
Okay, I have two pugs, and they can make some really strange noises.
It's not a screaming. Would we like to let her guess one more time?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to let you guess one more time, Sandra, which means you're on to something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I think it's a screaming dog. I think it's a dog being very upset.
Mike, let's go to Mike D again. Mike D, is Sandra in Wisconsin right?
With a screaming dog, we can accept that, yes.
Yeah! Yeah! Wow, today is a good day.
Wow, how about you? Sandra, you just won $16. Woo! Wow.
I'm excited.
Hey, can we give her a bunch of that crap from the prize closet, too? Raymundo, do you have that box of crap with you?
Yeah, it's right here.
Read off some of the stuff that she's also going to win. We can put in the package. Just give her a few things.
All right, there's a bunch of vinyls in there signed by artists.
There is? We have signed vinyls from artists? Like who?
Sam Hunt.
Nice! You want a signed Sam Hunt vinyl. What else?
Is there a Luke Bryan hat in there that's signed?
Yep. Signed Luke Bryan hat? Dang! Okay, one more thing for her.
Grab bag of CDs.
What's that?
A bunch of different artist CDs.
What's a CD?
Yeah, I don't know that that's as exciting, but okay.
Listen to this, Sandra. You just lucked out. You get a signed Sam Hunt record, a signed Luke Bryan hat, and some foreign things.
Yeah, some things.
They're thin.
They're shiny.
They apparently you put them up to your ear and you hear music. Congratulations, Sandra. Let's play it again.
Awesome.
Here it is. This is a dog making crazy noises while hanging by its teeth from a rope. Like there's a rope hanging from a tree, and it's holding on to it, like making noises as its owner's laughing. Sandra, where do you live in Wisconsin?
Richland Center. It's about an hour northwest of Madison.
You know we love Madison on this show.
Love it.
It's great. Thank you, guys.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Maren Morris. One of my favorite Thanksgiving memories is probably going to the Hill Country in Texas. It's like the one part of that state that has some like landscape. And we just go out there and ride four-wheelers and bring the dogs and build campfires. And it just feels very homey. And we do that. We try to do that every year. And it's one of my favorite things with my family. And the food is really good. It's kind of Tex-Mex vibes.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends, we're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lunchbox, what'd you do here?
So I called massage places. I guess you call them massage parlors. And I wanted to book my mom a massage. But the real thing is I really wanted to book a room so I could give my mom a massage.
That's weird.
All right, here we go.
Great day at the spa. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to get my mom a massage.
Okay, when would she like to come in?
Around 5 p.m. That's when we're both off work.
Have you guys been here before?
No, we haven't. Like, how long? Well, like, what? How long is the massage?
60 minutes.
Ooh, 60 minutes. I don't know. I mean, we would only need the table in the room for like maybe 45 because my hands, I don't know if I can do an hour massage anymore.
Say that. So you both are looking to get massages?
No, no, no. I want to give my mom a massage.
No,
and
we do not allow that in our building.
No, no, no. Not, I'll pay for it, but
no,
I mean,
we cannot allow that. It's completely against policy.
But my mom's been working hard, and I just want to get in there, and you know, like.
I'm sorry, we cannot allow that.
But she likes it when I do it. I've been doing it since I was a kid, and like I just, it's easier.
Oh, there she goes. Are they called? I don't think they're called parlors anymore, are they?
I have no idea.
Aren't those the bad ones?
I know.
I don't know.
This whole thing feels creepy.
All right, here's Lunchbox one to rub his mom down. All right, here's another place.
How can I help you today?
Yes, I was trying to get my mom a massage.
I can get her in with Miss at 6 o'clock for a 1 hour.
Well, I don't know. I'm not Miss. I was planning on giving my mom the massage.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
No. Right. Yeah, you don't have to do it. I'll do it. Like, I mean, I'll just need your oils because my mom likes it when she's nice and oiled up, and then I really get into the muscles.
No, sir. We don't allow people without a license to massage in our clinic, so no, that won't happen.
I have a license. I've been driving for years.
Okay.
He laughed.
My mom, you know, like, she's been working out, and I'm trying to get her loose and like her muscles, you know, stretched out. So I've been doing it since I was like 10, and my hands have gotten a little, you know, arthritis over the years. So that's why I need to borrow your oils in your room because it's a little more spread out.
That's not going to happen, sir. Sorry about that.
Okay. I mean, let's just say you're working the front desk and I have an envelope and I got $200 in it.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, 500.
Have a good day.
No, sir.
All right, Lunchbox is calling different massage places. See if he can get in to rub his mom himself. Here's one more.
Calling my you're speaking with. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get in there and give my mom a massage.
Let's see. Does she want a male or a female therapist?
Oh, I'm a male.
No, your mom.
No, my mom's a female.
Your mom's a female. I said, does she want a male or female therapist?
Oh, no, I'm the male that's going to be doing the massage. You know what I mean? My mom likes it when I rub her. I just need a nice, clean space. And you guys have the perfect oils that, you know, she likes it when she's really oiled up. And it makes it easier to get in there on the glutes and things.
No, we can't do that here.
No. Like, you don't want to hear my mom moan? Like, she really moans when I get in there. It's like, ugh.
There you go. He did it again. Nice
That's
job,
funny, man.
You know what I mean?
She likes to get her glutes all up in there. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't borrow the oils?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, like you can get your own oil.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, and you can imagine a Thanksgiving at Trisha Yearwood's house is pretty amazing. What I love is she does this thing called Misfit Thanksgiving. And what it is in our line of work, a lot of crew guys, a lot of band members move to this town by themselves. So there's a lot of people that don't have family during Thanksgiving here in Nashville. She opens up her door, and trust me, it is the greatest meal they will ever have in their entire lifetime. You're lucky to sit at Miss Sherwood's table at Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
I got a text from one of my friends saying that our video producer, Eddie, dad of four, is now quoting me to his kids, but not crediting me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just didn't want to waste the time in crediting. Like, come on, people say a lot of things.
What are you saying to your kids?
Things like, you know, fight, grind, repeat.
You say that?
I say respond instead of react. Yeah. Stuff like that. You know, when they're dealing with life lessons from school, you know, they're coming back and, gosh, Dad, I just can't pass this test. I'm like, it's okay, son. It's okay to fail. Fight, grind, repeat. Fail until you don't.
So you take stuff from this show and use it in your kids' life.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you all day, dude. Yeah.
You can do it. You don't have to credit me. I did get a text from one of our friends saying that you were using things that I write in my books.
Yeah. Who texted you? My wife?
It doesn't matter. I have sources everywhere.
Oh, well, yeah. I was going to say, it's not just stuff you're saying on the show. Like, you've written it in a book. I feel like that's, if it's in a book, you need to say where you... your source. I have quoted you on my podcast before, and I always give you credit. You're welcome.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Like, when we're late for church, I'm always like yelling up the stairs, guys, if you want to succeed, be on time. Let's go.
My kids know, I have told them so many times, if we have something going on work-wise and they're trying to keep me from going out the door, I'm like, do y'all realize if I'm late, I'm going to get sent home from work? And like, the fear is now in them to where I was coming to meet you for something for work just the other day, and Stevenson was like, Mom. And I was like, Stevenson, I have got to go. And Sashira looked at him and was like, Stevenson, don't you understand? If she's not on time, Bobby's going to send her home. I was like, that's right, kids. Like I got to go. School. I know. Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. It's Parker McCollum. My favorite memory from Thanksgiving, I think really is just playing football in the yard growing up with my cousins and my brother and stuff, man. We always got pretty rough.
Happy Thanksgiving from The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What? I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You missed a lot if you missed today's show. That's the bad news. The good news is you can go back and listen to it today. It goes up on the podcast in like an hour or so. So search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for sharing us on Instagram. You know, they don't spend any money on promoting our show, so we count on you guys to put us in your Instagram stories and tell your friends that you love the show, and we'll obviously repost as many as we can. And Morgan number two runs that repost. That's you.
I do.
That's you.
I repost a lot of them.
Yeah, so we appreciate that. And that's all. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. It's Luke Bryan, and my favorite Thanksgiving memories are when I go to Georgia every year and do a little quail hunting with my boys.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hell of Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.